Let's see one with us this afternoon. We got to go over the birthday list for December. Make sure I leave his name. All right, we're going over the birthday list. Sister Anna Kennard, Brother Nate McPherson, Julie's got one, Dano's got one, my grandson Hudson's got one, Sister Little Esther Black's got one. Sister Gwen's got one, and Sister Kathy Gabriel's got one. And Tootsie Roe? Tootsie Roe's got one this month. He's 45. So just remember, no, and Brother Boyd's got one this month, too. It's on there. We'll have to put him on. And Leah's got one this month. Man, I tell you, everybody was born in December, wasn't it? So let's sing a song. Let's sing. E flat.
Oh, happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
over some. I seen old Benjamin's back there. Good to see Benjamin. That's Milka's favorite son. Benjamin's here with us. So I just noticed him there. So just remember him. Also, let's see. We need to thank all the ladies that helped Regina and June doing the for the wedding that's coming up. So we thank y'all for helping. Whoever helped, pat yourself on the back. It wasn't me. I didn't help, so I'm not going to be able to do it. But pat yourself on the back for helping. Also, all the youth that is involved with the Christmas play coming up needs to remain after the service. They want to go over it one more time just to make sure you got it down right. So if you're in the play, if you're in the play, then you need to stay. Also, remember the wedding coming up. Sister Wyvine's wedding that's coming up, and if you hadn't signed up, you need to. Today's your last day. If you're going, you need to sign up today downstairs. If you're going to the reception, you can go to the wedding. Remember, the wedding will be here next Sunday. We got one service. Second service will be the wedding at 2:00. Then the reception area, a reception will be down there at 6:00. So just remember that. Okay, done that. Still remember Sister Monica, you know, lost a beloved one, and Brother Paul there lost his brother also, so remember that. And Lisa's got to go. Peter. Paul's brother, Peter. Twin brother, right? Is that what you said? His twin brother. So just remember that. And also, Lisa's got to go for her elbow on Wednesday to get her x-ray to make sure everything's going well. And see, Brother Rhino and them will be traveling next weekend, so remember them. And also, still remember Sister Gabby's dad. I think I've got them all. Glad to have Brother Donnie back. He was sick this morning, and he's back with us. So, is that what you want to say?
My daughter, she's got to go to the test, and all them bubbles.
Remember Jeannie, his daughter's having some problems, so just remember that as we pray. I know we all have unspoken requests. Let's go, Lord, in prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for letting us come out this afternoon, Lord. Lord, be the ones that are maybe traveling today. I know Wade will be traveling this afternoon. Bless him. Keep him safe on the roads. Lord, just remember all the ones that lost the loved ones, the two families there that we're praying for. Remember the families there in those situations. Lord, remember all the sick. Brother Donnie's request. All the other ones that we have mentioned, Lord, that was need a touch from you, Lord. You come down and bless them today. Lord, most of all, you forgive us for all of our sins. And we love you for you. Many, many blessings. And bless our brother this afternoon. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. You be seated.
Father Dickens and Mistress, please bless the church progress, and please bless Tyson Offen and Brother Luis and his family. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Under number 247 in the spiral book.
Dear Lord, I'll be I see thee upon the cross of Calvary. Dear Lord, I cry, let me thy servant be. Oh, Jesus, use me. Please, Lord, don't refuse me. For surely there's a work that I can do. Oh, even though it's humble, Lord, help my will to crumble. Though the cost be great, I'll work for you. I'll stand for thee, dear Jesus, though death may come my way. I'll spread the gospel to the fallen to go across the sea. Lord, help me to be willing to say yes. Oh, Jesus, use me. Please, Lord, don't refuse me. For surely there's a work that I can do. Be great, I'll work for you. He's the lily of the valley, the bright and morning star. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. He's the beautiful rose of Sharon. All the world to me, but best of all, he is my coming King. Oh, Jesus, use me. Please, Lord, don't refuse me. For surely there's a work that I can do. Great, I'll work for you. Oh, Jesus, use me. Please, Lord, don't refuse me. For surely there's a work that I can do. I'll work for you.
Amen. We have a lot of specials today, so I'm just going to ask Brother Aaron to come up right now, and right after him will be Sister Rachel. So Brother Aaron will come up. God bless you. Brother Collie wanted to hear a song, then he told me not to sing it because he wasn't going to be here. So Sister Trudy said, sing this song. So.
You've heard the story of Paul and Silas, how they were bound and thrown into jail. Sent an earthquake, for the whole foundation began to shake. Those prison doors flew open wide, and Paul and Silas stepped outside. Yes, he'll deliver me in my time of need, like those Hebrew children from that fire. He freed and he fed 5,000 with two fishes and bread, and he walked on the water, and he raised the dead. Well, he stood by Daniel in the lion's den. He saved old Moses from Pharaoh's men. Opened the eyes of the blind to see. I know that He took no armor, he took no weapons, just 5 stones and a sling in his hand. Yes, he went running to meet that army. He met that Philistine man that stood mighty and tall. He said, I come in the name of the Lord, and know that mighty man did fall. Yes, he'll deliver me in my time of need, like those Hebrew children from that fire he freed. And he fed 5,000 with 2 fishes and bread, and he walked on the water, and he raised the dead. Well, he stood by Daniel in the lion's den. He saved old Moses from Pharaoh's men, opened the eyes of the blind to see. I know that he'll deliver me. Yes, he'll deliver me in my time of need, like those Hebrew children from that fire he freed. And he fed 5,000 with 2 fishes and bread, and walked on the water, and raised the dead. When he stood by Daniel in the lion's den, he saved.
Gets sweeter and sweeter.
Yeah.
It never gets old. Yeah. Hallelujah.
Will restore me. I will
washed my sins away. And right now I'm living, I got forgiven. You came to set me free. And that's what your mercy did for me. That's what your mercy did for me.
As Sister Naomi comes up for her special, Swing Low, Sweet Chariot.
Well, I looked over Jordan, and what did I see? Coming for to carry me home. A band of angels coming after me. Coming for to carry me home. So swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. If you get there before I do, coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me
Savior. Spirit, lead me where my trust is without borders. Let me walk upon the waters wherever you would call me. Take me deeper than my feet could ever wander. My faith will be much stronger in the presence of my Savior. Spirit, lead me where my trust is with the borders. Let me walk upon the waters wherever you would call me. Take me deeper.
And glad to have a brother. He's bigger than we are, so we don't say much about him and all, but he can talk faster than he thinks because he's doing that. But we're glad to have Brother Martin with us. We just turn it over to him.
Can you sing it one more time, brother? The same song you were singing, brother?
Love. Amén, amén. ¿Cuántos están contentos, hermanos?
How many are happy today?
Amen.
How many are happy today?
Amen. Esperando que el Señor nos ayude en este servicio ahorita en la tarde.
And waiting for the Lord to help us this afternoon.
En la mañana estaban todos bien contentos.
And everybody in the morning was very happy.
No sabía cómo detenerme, cómo parar.
I didn't know how to stop.
Pero dije, después van a tener hambre.
And then I thought, well, later they're going to be hungry.
Y tal vez se van a enojar.
And they're probably going to get angry at me.
Y yo también, cuando me da hambre.
And me too, when I get hungry.
Me enojo.
I get angry also.
Entonces vamos a estar todos enojados.
So everybody's going to be out here mad.
Pero no queremos eso.
But we don't want that.
Porque queremos ser felices.
We want to be happy.
Queremos estar contentos.
We want to be happy.
Como mi hija Naomi estaba cantando su canto.
Just like my daughter Naomi was singing her song.
Dice, él es mío.
He is mine.
Como yo soy de él.
Just like I'm from him.
Y si él está en nosotros.
And if he is within us.
Y nosotros en él.
And then we in him.
Tenemos que ser la familia más feliz.
We need to be the happiest family.
De la tierra, hermanos.
Here on earth.
Aunque vengan problemas o dificultades.
Even though problems and difficulties arise.
¿Qué decía aquella mujer que fue a ver al profeta?
What that woman said that went and go see the prophet.
Cuando su hijo había muerto.
When her son had died.
¿Qué le preguntó? ¿Todo está bien? Dice.
What she asked, is everything okay?
Dice ella, todo está bien.
And then she said, everything's okay.
Y él le preguntó.
And he asked.
Porque miró que iba un poco de caída.
And then he saw that she was kind of sad.
Dijo, todo está bien.
And then he said, everything's going to be okay.
And dice, todo está bien.
And then he said, everything's going to be okay.
Y yo pienso que esa es la actitud de cada uno de nosotros.
And I think that's the same attitude we should have.
Así como estamos de pie, vamos a abrir la escritura.
And the way we're standing up, we're going to read the scripture.
Pero nuestro pensamiento sigue siendo el mismo.
And our thought is the same.
Las promesas de Dios están listas.
And the promise of God, they're ready.
El poder está dentro de usted.
And the power is within you. Hey.
Right. Ya cuando empiezo a tomar agua.
And when I start drinking water.
Es porque tengo problemas con la garganta.
Because I have a little problem with my throat.
Entonces cuando termina esta agua.
But when this water is finished.
Dejo de predicar.
I'll stop preaching.
Así es de que si ven que ya falta poquito.
And if you see there's little left.
Y no quieren que pare.
And then you don't want me to stop.
Quítenla.
Move that bottle away.
Así debemos estar nosotros.
And that's the same way we should be.
Gustosos todo el tiempo.
And happy all the time.
Si está triste y hay problemas.
And if you're sad and there's problems.
Recuerde cuando estaba contento.
And remember when you were happy.
Recuerde cuando tenía armonía.
And remember when there was harmony.
Y cuando usted tenga problemas.
And when you have problems.
Recuerde que él prometió.
And remember that he promised.
Que iba a estar ahí con nosotros.
That he would be there with you.
En esos problemas.
And those problems.
Y yo pienso que si recordamos eso.
And I think if we remember that.
Sabiendo que él está con nosotros.
And knowing that he is with us.
Nos va a traer una sonrisa a nuestra
he's
cara.
He's going to bring a smile to our faces.
En el libro de Mateo 28, 17.
In the book of Matthew 28.
17.
Matthew 28, 17.
Y cuando le vieron, le adoraron. Pero algunos dudaban.
And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted.
Unos adoraban.
Some were worshipping.
Pero otros dudaban.
And the other ones were doubting.
Y Jesús se acercó y les habló diciendo.
And Jesus came and spoke unto them.
Toda potestad me es dada en el cielo y en la tierra.
Saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth.
Por tanto, id y hacer discípulos a todas las naciones.
And go ye therefore and teach all nations.
Bautizándolos en el nombre del Padre, del Hijo y del Espíritu Santo.
Baptizing them in the name of the Father, of the Son and the Holy Ghost.
Y aquí nos recuerda a nosotros.
And here it reminds us.
Enséñenles que guarden todas las cosas que os he mandado.
In teaching them to observe all things whatsoever have commanded.
Y he aquí yo estoy con vosotros todos los días hasta el fin del mundo.
And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world.
Vamos a orar.
We're going to pray, brothers.
Padre celestial.
Heavenly Father.
Una vez más venimos ante su presencia, Señor.
One more time we come upon your presence.
Le pido sea usted ayudándonos.
And I'm asking you to help us.
Denos de su palabra, Señor.
And give us of your word, Lord.
Porque queremos estar listos.
That we want to be ready.
Ponemos en sus manos a cada uno de nosotros.
And then we place every single one.
A cualquier espíritu que es en contra de su palabra, Señor.
Any spirit that's against your word.
En el nombre del Señor Jesucristo.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amén y amén.
Amen, amen.
Tomen asiento, hermanos.
May you have a seat, my brothers.
Esperando que estemos contentos en esta tarde.
And hoping that we're happy in this afternoon.
Y saludando a todos los que nos miran por internet.
And greeting everybody that's watching us through the internet.
Y se me olvidó, pasaron a decir de los cumpleaños.
And then I forgot to say something when y'all were announcing the birthdays.
Pero el cumpleaños de mi esposa fue ayer.
And my wife's birthday was yesterday.
Y el de mi mamá es el 24.
And then my mother's is the 24th.
Así es de que, y el día de hoy mi mamá está con nosotros.
And today my mother is with us.
Y le doy gracias a Dios por ello.
And I give thanks to God for it.
Vino la pandemia.
And the pandemic arrived.
Ella estaba en México.
And she was out there in Mexico.
Y se puso bien enferma.
And she got real sick.
Y ella pensaba que pues ya no le iba a hacer.
And then she thought that she was not going to make it anymore.
Pero volvió en sí ella misma.
But she returned to herself.
Y tuvo que echarle ganas.
And then she continued on.
Y aquí está con nosotros
en
este día.
She is here with us today.
Y si un día ustedes no tienen nada que hacer.
And one day if you don't have anything to do.
Están de embalde.
If you not have anything to do, just
oren por nosotros.
Pray for us.
Necesitamos oración.
We need prayers.
Somos humanos.
We are human beings.
Oren por su pastor.
Pray for your pastor.
Por los ministros.
For all the ministers.
Y usted va a empezar a llevar la carga.
And then you're going to continue carrying that load.
Parece que Jesús dijo, ayúdenme a llevar la carga.
And then Jesus said, help me carry the load.
Y eso es lo que tenemos que hacer cada uno de nosotros los cristianos.
And that's what every single Christian is to do.
Y les voy a decir la verdad.
And I'm going to tell you the truth.
En la mañana estaba diciendo que hay gente.
In the morning I was saying that there's people.
Se dejan llevar por lo que escuchan.
That there's people out there that they go with the flow what they hear.
Y yo me dejé llevar por lo que escucho.
And then I was one of them. I carry myself listening to what they said.
Porque yo estaba en una iglesia en Atlanta.
Because I was a church in Atlanta.
Y sabía que había una iglesia aquí en Lula.
And I knew there was a church out here in Lula.
Pero nos dijeron que estaban un poco torcidos.
And they told me they were a little bit crooked.
Crooked. Y nos creímos.
And then we believed it.
Llegó el tiempo en que tuve que salirme de la iglesia.
And then the time arrived that I needed to come out of that church.
Y tuve que buscar una iglesia.
And I needed to look for a church.
Y de los ministros que conocía.
And from all the ministers that I knew.
El hermano David Yancey.
Brother David.
Era uno de los más cercanos a la palabra.
And it was one of the closest brother close to the word.
Entonces, cada domingo en la mañana.
And every single Sunday in the morning.
Manejaba 2 horas para ir al servicio.
I used to drive 2 hours to go to service.
Por 3 o 4 años.
For 3 to 4 years.
Pero todo es la voluntad de Dios.
And everything is the will of God.
Estuve yendo allá a Macon, Georgia.
And then I was going to Macon, Georgia.
Y allá fue donde conocí al hermano Matthew Bray.
And that's where I knew brother. ¿Cómo se llama?
Matthew. Que es el cuñado del hermano Bob.
Which is related to brother.
Entonces el hermano Matthew me dijo que el hermano Bob era ministro.
And then he told me that the brother was a minister out here.
que era de la iglesia de Lula.
That he belonged to the church of Lula.
Entonces le dije, no, pues lo voy a invitar.
And then I told him, well, I'm going to invite them.
Y lo he invitado otra vez, pero no ha ido.
That I have invited them, but they haven't gone.
Y yo pienso que es tiempo que vaya.
And then I think it's time, so you go visit.
Entonces, por medio de él.
And then through him.
Me di cuenta.
I realized.
¿Qué espíritu tenía la iglesia?
And what type of spirit that church had.
Y si yo no, si yo hubiera conocido esta iglesia antes.
If I would have known this church before.
Créalo que aquí estuviera congregándome.
Trust me that I would have probably been here.
Pero todo es la voluntad de Dios.
But everything is the will of God.
Ahorita estamos pastoreando un pequeño grupo en Atlanta, en Lawrenceville.
Right now we have a small group in Lawrenceville.
Pero todo es la voluntad de Dios.
But everything is the will of God.
Pero si un día busco una iglesia,
but if one day I look for a church,
ya sé a dónde llegar.
I know where to come.
Porque la gente se guía por lo que escucha.
Because people carry themselves what they hear.
Toda la gente.
All the people.
Pero Jesús nos enseñó.
But Jesus told us.
El profeta nos enseñó.
The prophet told us.
Y nos dijo, ven y mira.
And he said, come and see.
Antes de que hables.
Before you talk.
Pero muchas veces nosotros.
But many of the times we.
Y soy culpable.
And I'm guilty.
Nos dejamos llevar por lo que escuchamos.
Sometimes I'm guilty and we just go with the flow what they say.
Pero tenemos que ir.
But we need to go.
Y mirar por nosotros mismos.
We need to go ourselves and see it.
Y la palabra de Dios nos dice.
And the word of God tells us.
Él va a estar en cada uno de nosotros.
That he will be in every single one of us.
Hasta el fin del mundo.
Until the end of the world.
Ahora en la mañana estuvimos escuchando.
In the morning we were listening.
De las promesas que el profeta, de las profecías que el profeta dijo.
We were listening of the prophecies, what the prophet prophesied.
Y aún en ese servicio.
And in that service.
Él le dijo a los jóvenes.
And he told the youth.
Apúntenlo, dice.
And write it down.
Y miren si no pasa.
And look if it doesn't happen.
Soy un falso profeta.
I'm a false prophet.
Así dijo él.
And that's how he said it.
Y gracias por la voluntad de Dios.
And thanks to the will of God.
No estuvimos en ese servicio.
We were not in that service.
Pero creemos.
But we believe it.
Lo que él habló.
We believe it what he said.
Se ha acontecido.
That has been fulfilled already.
Ahora fíjense, entre nosotros, los de habla hispana.
And then listen to us, the one that speaks Spanish.
Nada más hay como 200 mensajes traducidos.
There's only 200 messages or so translated.
Al español.
Into Spanish.
Entonces no tenemos todos los mensajes.
We don't have all the messages.
Por eso es fácil de engañar a un hispano.
And that's why it's very easy to deceive a Hispanic or Latin America.
Usted llegue y dígale.
And then you go and tell them.
El profeta dijo.
The prophet said it.
Ellos lo creen.
And they believe it.
¿Por qué?
Why?
Porque no hemos escuchado si en verdad él lo dijo o no lo dijo.
Because we really, really haven't heard if he said it or not.
Pero cada uno de nosotros.
But every single one of us.
Por la voluntad de Dios.
By the will of God.
Entendemos el inglés.
We understand English.
Y de ahí nos alimentamos más y más.
And then from there we feed ourselves a little bit and more.
Por eso él está traduciendo.
And that's why he is here translating.
Pero hay palabras.
But there's words.
En el lenguaje inglés.
And in English.
Una palabra.
One word.
Significa muchas cosas.
One word means a lot of things.
Por eso aún lo que traduce la voz de Dios.
And even though the voice of God translates.
El traductor ahí tiene que saber lo que está hablando el profeta.
The translator needs to know what the prophet is talking about.
Por una palabra.
One little word.
Echa a perder todo el mensaje.
One little word could change the whole message.
Y es lo que ha pasado en este último tiempo.
And that's what had happened in this last age.
Los ministros dicen.
And the ministers say.
El profeta quiso decir esto.
The minister said the prophet meant to say this.
Pero él no quiso decir eso.
But he didn't want to say that.
Él dijo, digan lo que yo dije.
And he said, say what I say. Yeah.
y no hay problemas.
And there shouldn't be no problem.
Pero los humanos,
but the human beings,
todo el tiempo queremos saber más que los demás.
The human beings, we always want to know more than the rest.
Por eso Pablo nos dijo,
and that's why Paul told us,
yo el arquitecto,
the master builder,
hago el fundamento,
I'll make the foundation
del Señor Jesucristo,
of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Y el profeta de la edad,
and the prophet of the age,
él vino,
he came,
y dijo, yo prediqué,
and he preached
lo que Pablo predicó.
The prophet of God preached what Paul preached.
Dice, digan lo que yo dije,
and say what I say.
Y no se van a meter en problemas.
There should be no problems.
Es simple y sencillo.
And that is very simple.
Pero a los humanos,
but the human beings,
nos gusta saber más que todos.
The human beings, we like to know more than the rest.
Y eso es donde nos mete en problemas.
And that's why you get in trouble.
Porque el profeta, él es la luz.
Because the prophet is the light.
Y usted tiene que caminar junto con la luz.
And you need to walk right beside the light.
Si usted se pone enfrente de la luz,
and if you put yourself in front of the light,
usted va a mirar una sombra.
You're going to see a shadow.
Que no sabe de quién es esa sombra.
That you're not going to know where that shadow comes from.
Y en este último tiempo,
in this last age,
así están los de Malaquías 4:5.
That's how the Malachi group are.
Caminan en la luz.
They walk in the light.
Pero enfrente de la luz.
But they walk in front of the light.
¿Y qué es lo que miran?
And what is that they see?
Puras sombras nada más.
They see nothing but shadows.
Dice el profeta de Dios quiso decir esto.
And they say the prophet of God meant to say this.
Usted tiene que leer entre líneas.
And you need to read between the lines.
Es no entre líneas.
It's not in between the lines.
Es que no quiso decir eso.
And then you say, well, he didn't meant to say this.
Él dijo, digan lo que yo dije.
But the prophet said, say what I say.
Asunto arreglado.
And the situation is fixed.
Así dijo él, hermano.
That's how he said it.
Y nosotros mirando el evangelio,
and we looking at the gospel,
mirando lo que dice Jesús,
and then looking at what Jesus is saying,
vayan y hagan discípulos por todas las naciones, dice.
And it says, go and make disciples in all the nations.
Y después dice, yo estaré en ustedes.
And then he says that he will be within you.
Hasta el fin del
until
mundo.
Until the end of the world.
Ahora vamos al libro de Mateo 8.
And then let's go to the book of Matthew 8.
Mateo 8, 25.
Matthew 8, verse 25.
¿Tienen tiempo de salida en la tarde?
Do you have time
para salir en la tarde?
To come out a little bit late?
Entonces nosotros miramos en Mateo 8:25.
And then we can see here in Matthew 8:25.
Dice, y vinieron sus discípulos y le despertaron diciendo, Señor, sálvanos que perecemos.
And his disciples came to him and awoke him, saying, Lord, save us, we perish.
Y él les dijo, ¿por qué teméis, hombres de poca fe?
And he saith unto them, why are ye fearful, O ye little faith?
Entonces, levantándose, reprendió a los vientos y al mar, y se hizo grande bonanza.
And then he arose and rebuked the winds in the sea, and there was a great calm.
Entonces nosotros vamos a mirar esa historia, hermanos.
And then we're going to look at this story, brothers.
Es solo una historia.
It's just a story.
Para mucha gente no es importante.
For many people, it's not very important.
Pero cada uno de nosotros,
but every single one of us,
toda la palabra es importante.
All the word is important.
Porque el profeta de Dios,
because the prophet of God,
en el mensaje El Rapto,
and the message Rapture,
dice, tiene que ser la palabra sobre palabra.
It needs to be the word.
Sobre palabra.
Word over word.
Germen sobre germen.
And germ over germ.
Vida sobre vida.
And life over life.
Para producir la estatura plena de la novia del Señor Jesucristo.
And to produce the statue of a perfect
bride.
Bride.
Of the Lord Jesus.
Of the Lord Jesus.
Dice, y el cuerpo de Jesucristo,
and the body of the Lord Jesus Christ,
la novia,
the bride,
será parte de su cuerpo,
and the bride will be part of his body,
lo cual es la palabra,
which is the word.
Y la novia tendrá que ser la palabra,
and the bride should needs to be the word.
Palabra añadida sobre palabra.
And word added over the word.
Palabra sobre palabra.
And word over word.
Dice, la novia tendrá que ser la palabra.
And the bride needs to be the word.
¿Y qué es lo que era Dios?
What is that God was?
Después fue la palabra.
And then he was the word.
Y la palabra se hizo carne.
And the word became flesh.
Y habitó en el ser humano.
And dwelt in the human beings.
Y cada cristiano.
And every single Christian.
Cada creyente que dice ser que cree en Dios.
And every believer that says that they believe in God.
Solo se queda con ello.
They only stay with it.
Porque la palabra de Dios dice.
Because the word of God says.
Dios mandó a su único hijo.
That God sent his only son.
Para que el que crea en él.
For the one that believed it in him.
No se pierda, mas tenga vida eterna.
So they won't get lost and they have eternal life.
Y toda la gente dice Jesús.
And then all the people say Jesus.
¿Verdad que sí?
Isn't that right?
Pero la palabra no habla de Jesús.
But the word is not speaking about Jesus.
La palabra habla de sí mismo.
And the word is talking about itself.
De el logos.
All of the logos.
La palabra.
The word.
Entonces nosotros tenemos que tener la palabra.
And we need to have the word.
Si nosotros recibimos a Jesús.
And if we receive Jesus.
¿De qué Jesús estamos hablando?
Or what of Jesus we're talking about?
En México hay muchos Jesuses.
And in Mexico, there are a lot of Jesus out there.
Right. ¿De qué Jesús me está hablando?
Of which Jesus you're talking about.
Porque solo la gente se queda con el nombre de Jesús.
Because only the people stay with the name of Jesus.
Cualquier cristiano.
Any Christian.
Se queda con el nombre de Jesús.
They only stay with the name of Jesus.
Y Dios mandó un profeta.
And then God sent a prophet.
Y ese profeta trajo un mensaje.
And that prophet, prophet brought a message
que empezó a sacar la gente de las denominaciones.
That it started taking out the people from the denominations.
Y la gente salió de las denominaciones.
And the people came out of the denominations.
Pero la denominación no salió de ellos.
But the denomination did not came out of them.
Por eso hay pastores.
That's why you have pastors.
Que tienen tres, cuatro iglesias.
That's why you see pastors that have three or four churches.
¿Por qué?
Why?
Porque salieron de la denominación.
Because they came out of the denomination.
Pero la denominación no salió de ellos.
But the denomination did not came out of them.
Se quedan con el nombre de Jesús.
They stay with the name of Jesus.
Y llegan al mensaje.
And they arrive in the message.
Y cargan un libro.
And they carry a book.
Y dicen, el profeta dijo.
And they say, the prophet said.
Solo para atraer la gente.
Only to attract the people.
Pero tienen el mismo sistema denominacional.
But they still have the same system.
No han aceptado el mensaje.
They have not accepted the message.
Por eso Dios mandó un profeta.
And that's why God sent a prophet.
Para restaurar.
So
dice,
it can restore.
Lo que la gente había descompuesto.
So they can restore that what people have destroyed.
¿Por qué? Ya estaba todo terminado.
Because everything was already destroyed.
Ya la gente estaba adorando a los hombres.
And then the people were out there worshiping the people.
Ya la gente se inclinaba más al hombre.
And the people were leaning more into man.
Y ya no a Dios.
And not into God.
Pero por eso Dios tuvo que mandar un profeta.
And that's why God needed to send a prophet.
Para restaurar.
So it can restore.
El árbol novia.
They can restore the bride tree.
Y ese árbol.
And that tree.
Tienen que empezar a crecer.
And that tree needs to grow.
Y empezar a dar frutos.
And it should start giving out fruits.
Porque dice que debemos de estar.
Because it says that we should be.
A la estatura.
We should be of a stature.
Del varón perfecto.
Of a perfect man.
No está hablando del pastor.
It's not talking about the pastor.
No de los ministros.
Not of the ministers.
Sino de toda la novia.
He's talking about all the bride.
En general.
In general.
Y para que usted esté a la misma altura.
In order for you to be in that same stature.
Viene una enfermedad a su casa.
A sickness come to your household.
No va a tener tiempo de hablar al 911.
You're not going to have time to call 911.
O hablar al pastor.
Or call the pastor.
Usted misma.
You yourself.
Usted mismo.
You yourself.
Va a orar.
You yourself needs to pray.
Y sacar ese demonio fuera.
And cast that demon out.
Una vez estuve en una iglesia.
So one day I was out there in one church.
Y tenían el sistema.
And they had a system.
Que solo el pastor.
Only the pastor.
Podía orar por todo.
That only the pastor could pray for everybody.
Él llevaba todo la carga.
And he was carrying all the load.
No aguantó.
So he didn't, you know, he got tired.
Se enfermó.
He got sick.
Pero aún así,
even though like this,
no enseñaba a la congregación,
he would not teach the congregation
que dejaran de tomar la mamila,
to let them to stop drinking the baby bottle
todo el tiempo,
and all the time.
¿Por qué?
Why?
Porque los quieren tener aquí.
Because he wants to have them right here,
bajo su dominio,
under his dominion.
Nadie más podía tener dominio.
Nobody else could have dominion.
Solo él tenía
Only
el dominio.
Only him had dominion.
Por eso no les daban la rienda suelta.
That's why they didn't let him loose.
Pero nosotros.
But we.
El verdadero mensaje.
The true message.
Ahora recuerde.
Now remember.
Que el profeta nos enseñó.
That the prophet told us.
Que en cada iglesia.
That in every single church.
En cada grupo.
In every single group.
Hay tres clases de creyentes.
That there's three types of believers.
Hay iglesias que los hacen creer a todos.
That there's churches out there that make everybody believe.
Que ellos todos se van a ir en el rapto.
That all of them gonna go in the rapture.
Y las otras iglesias.
And all the other churches.
Están mal.
They're wrong.
El profeta dice.
And the prophet says.
En cada grupito.
In every single group.
Hay tres clases de creyentes.
In every single group there's three types of believers.
¿Se da cuenta?
Do you realize this?
Dice, y solo ella,
and only her,
va a producir,
only her gonna produce,
el mensaje de la hora,
the message of the hour.
Solo ella,
only her,
va a producir la palabra,
only her, she's gonna produce the word,
manifestada,
manifested,
porque el profeta de Dios,
because the prophet of God,
trajo el mensaje,
because the prophet of God brought forward the message,
dio el mensaje,
and gave out the message,
para que cada uno de nosotros,
so every single one of us,
nos alimentemos,
so we can feed,
y seamos a la estatura perfecta.
And we can become to be in that perfect statue.
Con la palabra.
With the word.
No con nuestros pensamientos.
Not with our own thoughts.
Con la palabra.
With the word.
Entonces miramos a estos discípulos.
So we can look at these disciples.
Antes miramos en la escritura.
And then we can see here in the scripture.
Jesús estuvo predicando.
And that Jesus was out there preaching.
Y en esa misma predicación.
In that same preaching.
Él sanó enfermos.
And he healed the sick.
Él se cansó.
And he got tired.
Él agarró y entró con sus discípulos a la barca.
He went with the disciples inside the ark or the boat.
Y le dice, vamos al otro lado.
And they said, well, let's go. He said, let's go to the other side.
Él entró a la barca.
He entered that boat.
Y los discípulos.
And the disciples.
Lo dejaron ir a dormir.
And the disciples. Let him go to sleep.
Y él se fue a dormir.
So he went out there to sleep.
Y los discípulos estaban remando.
And the disciples were out there rolling.
Todos estaban allí
and
contentos.
Everybody was out there very happy.
Por lo que ellos habían visto.
For what they have seen.
Oh, y miraste cuando Jesús alimentaba a la gente.
And they were saying, you saw when Jesus was feeding the people.
Miraste cuando cortaba el pan.
Did you saw when he cut the bread?
Miraste cuando cortaba el pez.
Did you saw when he cut the fish?
Ya estaba cocinado.
And it was already fully cooked.
Ya no tenían que cocinarlo.
They didn't need to cook it anymore.
Él agarraba el pez y lo cortaba.
And he would grab the fish and cut it in half.
Aventaba la mitad al caso.
And he would put the other half in the basket.
Cuando él iba a recoger ya estaba la otra mitad.
And when he was going to grab the other one, the other fish was out there ready. And the disciples saw all this.
Dice, alimentamos a 5,000 personas.
And they said that, well, we feed around 5,000 5,000 people.
Y no contando las mujeres ni los niños.
And not counting the females and the children.
Y miraste cómo sanaba los enfermos.
And then you saw how the sick got healed.
Y la atmósfera estaba elevada.
And the atmosphere was very high.
Ellos estaban regocijando.
And they were full of joy.
Pero solo se estaban guiando.
But they were only guiding themselves.
Por lo que habían visto.
They were guiding themselves for what they have seen.
Por lo que habían oído.
For what they have heard.
Y el diablo.
And the devil
es lo que está esperando.
That's what the devil is waiting for.
De cada uno de nosotros.
That's what he's waiting for on every single one of you.
Que nada más nos guiemos por los ojos.
That we can only guide ourselves with our eyesight.
Y no con nuestro corazón.
And not with our hearts.
Ellos estaban ahí.
And they were out there.
Oh, y miraste, hermano.
Oh, and they were saying, you saw this, brother.
Ellos se regocijaban.
And they were full of rejoiced.
Pero el diablo nada más se reía de ellos.
But the devil was laughing at them.
Dice, pobrecitos.
And he said, oh, poor guys.
No tienen la revelación.
They don't have the revelation.
Y él dice, les voy a enseñar.
And then he said, I'm going to teach them.
Que les voy a bajar la atmósfera.
That I'm going to bring down their atmosphere.
Como a cada uno de nosotros.
It's just like every single one of us.
Nos regocijamos en el culto.
Yeah, we get rejoiced here in the service.
Cargamos la pila.
And we recharge.
Y tenemos que ir allá afuera.
And then we need to go out there outside.
Allá es donde usted va a enseñar los colores.
And then right there outside, that's where we're going to show you true colors.
Usted va a llegar a la escuela.
And then you're going to reach out there at the
y
school.
Y el diablo lo va a estar esperando.
And the devil's going to be out there waiting for you.
Y lo va a estar picando.
And he's going to be poking at you.
Hasta que usted se enoje.
He's going to be poking at you until you get mad.
Y va a reaccionar.
And you're going to react.
Porque él sabe.
Because he knows.
Que usted estuvo en un culto.
That he knows that you were out there in a service.
Y que la atmósfera que usted trae.
And the atmosphere and the joy that you had.
Él se la va a quitar.
That he's going to take that away
él
from
va
you.
Estar picándole.
And he's going to be out there poking you.
Él va a estar ahí.
And he's going to be out
para
there.
Quitarle
to take away.
Lo que usted ha obtenido.
To take away what you have obtained. And you're gonna go out there to work.
Y antes de llegar al trabajo,
and right before you reach work,
ahí va a estar él,
and he's gonna be out there
picándole.
He's gonna be out there poking
¿para
you.
Qué?
For why?
Para que usted
he's gonna be poking you
esa atmósfera.
And to take that atmosphere
para
away.
Que usted explote.
For you to explode.
Usted se enoje.
And so you can get mad.
Y le diga a los compañeros.
And you can tell your co-workers.
No que es cristiano.
I thought he was a Christian.
Es el diablo.
That is the devil.
En las personas.
That is the devil within those persons.
Es Dios.
It's God.
En la persona.
It's God in that person.
Usted es un bote.
You are a vessel.
¿Qué? ¿Quién quiere que se monte en usted?
Who wants you to, who you want to carry on you?
El diablo.
The devil.
O a Dios.
Or God.
No hay tres escogencias.
There's no three choices.
Solo dos.
There's only two.
Usted va a dejar que el diablo entre.
You're going to let the devil enter.
O que Jesús entre.
Or Jesus to enter.
Solo dos escogencias.
There's only two choices.
Solo dos caminos.
There's only two ways.
Y usted es el que va a decidir.
And then you're the one that's going to decide.
¿A quién va a dejar entrar?
Well, you're the one that's going to decide who you're going to let in.
Ahí estaban los discípulos.
And the disciples were out there.
Pero el diablo ahí estaba también.
But also the devil was out there too.
Dice, ahorita van a mirar.
And then he said, oh, they're going to watch now.
Su fe se les va a caer.
Their faith is going to drop.
Porque su fe.
Because their faith.
Era natural.
Because their faith was all natural.
Por lo que ellos habían mirado.
For what they have seen with their sight.
Empezó a hacer una tormenta.
So he started arising a storm.
Las olas empezaron a levantarse.
And the waves were starting to go up.
Y el barco empezó a moverse.
And the boat started moving.
Empezaron a tener problemas.
And they started having problems.
Dificultades.
And difficulties.
Sentían que el barco se hundía.
And then the boat was sinking.
¿Qué hicieron ellos?
And what they did.
Lo primero que hicieron.
And the first thing they did.
Fue a ellos mismos.
And it was for themselves.
Lo que ellos sabían.
For what they knew only.
A soltar las velas.
To bring down the sails.
A soltar el remo.
To let go of the ropes.
Y cada uno empezó a remar.
And every single one started rolling.
¿Por qué?
Why?
No tenían fe.
Because they did not have any faith.
Dentro de ellos.
Within them.
Solo en la vista.
They only had it on their eyesight.
Entonces ahí estaba el diablo.
So the devil was out there.
Y les metió el temor.
And so fear.
Y ellos empezaron a mirar.
So fear got into them and they started seeing.
Y las dificultades.
They started seeing the problems and the difficulties.
Empezaron a querer.
They started wanting.
Solucionar.
They wanted a solution.
El problema.
They wanted to solve the problem.
Que estaba en ellos.
That was the problem that they were within them.
Ellos mismos.
They themselves.
Empezaron a remar.
So they started rolling.
Empezaron a hacer lo que ellos podían.
So they started doing what they could.
Pero el diablo más movía la barca.
But the devil moved the boat even more.
Pero Jesús.
But Jesus.
Estaba dentro.
The Jesus was inside.
Dormido y descansando.
Jesus was inside asleep.
No le preocupaba las
olas. He didn't
olas.
Worry about anything.
No le preocupaba el viento.
He didn't worry about the wind.
Él creía en su padre.
He believed on his father.
Él descansaba en su padre.
He would rest on his father.
Él sabía que su padre.
And he knew that his father.
Tenía el control.
That he knew that his father
que
had the control. And that his father.
Le dio la oportunidad.
That his father gave him the opportunity.
Ahora fíjense.
Now look.
Le dio la oportunidad.
Now he gave him the opportunity.
Al diablo.
He gave him the opportunity to the devil.
Para que fuera.
So he could go.
Y hacer la tormenta.
So he could go and make that storm.
Porque el diablo.
Because the devil.
Tiene que pedirle permiso a Dios.
Because the devil needs to ask for permission from God.
Él no es señor.
He is not Lord.
Él está bajo un dominio.
He is under a dominion.
Que es Dios.
Which is God.
¿Qué fue lo que pasó cuando Job?
So what is that happened? What happened with Job?
No dice que todos los ángeles.
Doesn't it say that all the angels
fueron a la presencia de Dios?
That all the angels went to the presence of the Lord.
Y en esos ángeles.
And then those angels.
¿Iba el diablo?
The devil was with them.
El diablo siendo un ángel.
And then the devil being dressed like an angel.
Y Dios lo mira.
And then God sees him.
¿Qué haces aquí?
And he tells him, what are you doing here?
¿De dónde vienes?
Where are you coming from?
Vengo de pasear por toda la tierra.
And he says, I come from roaming around the land.
Y todos me pertenecen.
And everything belongs to me.
Pero hay uno.
But there is one.
Que lo tienes cubierto.
That there is one that you have him shielded or covered.
Que no puedo acercarme
that
a él.
I cannot get close to him.
Ah, el diablo le pide permiso a Dios.
Oh, so the devil asks permission to God.
Y cuando los problemas vienen a usted.
And when the problems come to you.
Es porque Dios.
And it's because God.
Mira que usted.
That God sees that you.
Puede con ese problema.
That you can carry that problem.
Dios le dice, ¿de quién me estás hablando?
And then God tells him, what are you talking about?
Pero Dios ya sabía de quién
but
hablaba.
God already knew who he was talking about.
Estoy hablando de Job.
And then he said, I'm talking about Job.
No puedo acercarme a él.
I cannot get close to him.
Lo tienes rodeado.
You have him all surrounded.
Pero te digo una cosa.
But let me tell you one thing.
Préstamelo un ratito.
Let me borrow him for one second.
Y voy a hacer que te maldiga.
And I will make him to curse you.
Pero Dios sabía.
But God knew.
¿Quién era Job?
God knew who was Job.
No sabía qué había en su corazón.
And God knew what was inside his heart.
Dios le dio permiso.
So God allowed it.
Y le dice, ve y tócale sus bienes.
And he told him, go and touch all his goods.
Oh, el diablo se regocijaba,
oh,
hermanos.
The devil was rejoicing.
Yo pienso que hasta danzaba en el espíritu.
And I think he was dancing also.
Yo pienso que le dijo a todos los ángeles bajo su dominio.
And then I think he told all his angels under his dominion.
Vamos.
Let's go.
Oh, contra Job.
Let's go against Job.
Él se fue contento.
But he went out there happy.
Y empezó a acabar todo lo que él tenía.
So he started finishing what all he had.
Y Job,
so Job,
siendo un hombre recto,
being a straight man.
Amen.
Amen.
Él siendo un hombre recto,
being a straight man.
Él estaba orando, adorando a Dios.
He was out there worshiping God.
Cuando llega un criado.
And when the servant arrives.
Y le dice, Señor.
And he says, Lord.
Te he fallado.
I have failed you.
Tus hijos han muerto.
Your children have died.
Todavía no terminaba él.
And he was not finished yet.
Cuando ya estaba el otro.
When the other problem was out there.
Terminó el primero.
The first problem finished.
Llegó el segundo.
And the second problem arrived.
Y le dice, Señor.
And he said.
Todos tus animales.
And all your animals.
Todo se ha terminado.
All your animals are finished.
Y todavía no terminaba.
And he still did not finish.
Cuando llegó el otro.
When the other problem
con
arrived.
Problemas.
With more problems.
Y
problems and more difficulties. And Job said, don't worry.
Vamos a hacer un servicio a
Dios. Going to make a service to God.
Oh, el diablo se revolcaba.
Oh, the devil was out there rolling around.
Oh, he get angry.
He got, se enojó mucho.
He get angry.
Se enojó mucho.
From inside his guts.
Se enojó mucho de adentro de él.
He said, I can't believe it.
And he said, no lo puedo creer.
I take everything he has.
Lo voy a quitar todo lo que tiene.
He's poor.
Él va a estar pobre.
No house.
No nada casa.
No sus hijos.
No sus hijos.
Nothing.
Todo.
And he still believes in God.
¿En él todavía creyó en Dios?
I can't believe it.
Yo no lo puedo creer eso.
He returned to God.
Él regresó a Dios.
Oh, even the devil.
Es también el diablo.
He asked for a second chance.
Y el diablo fue y pidió otro permiso.
A second chance.
La segunda vez.
That's what we have to do.
Es lo que tenemos que hacer.
If we fail one time.
Y si fallamos una vez.
Get up.
Levántese.
And go.
Levántese y vaya.
And say, God.
Váyase con Dios.
Give me a second chance.
Si la segunda vez.
Give me a second chance.
Dame otra segunda vez.
God proud.
Oh, haz Dios orgulloso.
He went unto God.
Él fue ante Dios.
And he said, God.
Y le dijo, Dios.
I can't believe it.
Yo no lo puedo creer.
I killed his sons.
Yo he matado sus hijos.
All his family.
He matado a toda su familia.
I think I went his cattle.
Le he quitado todo.
Todo su ganado.
I have taken all his cattle. Todo su ganado.
He's with nothing.
Él no tiene nada.
And you know what?
¿Y tú sabes qué?
He still worships you.
Él todavía está adorándote.
Even the devil.
Solo también el diablo.
Dice, Lord.
Le dijo Dios.
One more chance.
Una vez más.
One more chance.
Una vez más.
And God say.
Y Dios dijo.
I'll give you one more chance.
Dios dijo, te voy a dar una oportunidad más.
Go touch him.
Go, ve y tócalo.
But not touch his life.
Pues no le toques su vida.
He said, thank you, Lord.
Y dijo, oh, gracias Dios, gracias.
Oh, the devil.
Oh, el diablo.
No, who is God?
El diablo sabe quién es Dios.
And the devil.
Y el diablo.
No, who is you?
El diablo sabe quién es usted.
He don't want you.
Él te quiere a ti.
That you have the revelation.
Porque usted tiene la revelación.
He don't want that you have the revelation.
Él no quiere que usted tenga la revelación.
In your heart.
En su corazón.
He don't want it.
Él no lo quiere.
He said, thank you, Lord.
Él dijo, gracias Dios.
So he went back to earth.
So él regresó para atrás a la tierra.
Now is mine.
Y dijo, ahora es mío.
Now is mine.
Ahora es mío.
Now is mine.
Ahora es mío.
Lo enfermó.
And then he sickened him. He got sick.
Desde los pies.
From the feet.
Hasta la cabeza.
Until from his feet, from his head.
Pero antes de eso.
And right before that.
Él tenía amigos.
He had friends.
Él tenía amigos.
He had friends.
Él se juntaba con sus amigos.
And he would hang around with his friends.
Él estaba en la iglesia.
And he would be out there at church.
Porque tenía amigos.
He had all kinds of friends.
Y ellos le decían.
And he would say.
No te preocupes.
Hey, don't worry.
Te tenemos, tú tienes a nosotros.
And don't worry, you have us.
Todo lo que necesites.
Whatever you need.
Pero un día.
But one day.
Él se enfermó.
One day he got sick.
Y sus amigos.
And then his friends.
Que iban al culto.
Then his friends that would go to service with him.
En lugar de ir a orar por él.
Instead of going to pray to him.
En lugar de ir a levantarlo.
Instead of going out there to lift him up.
En lugar de tocar su mano.
Instead of touching his hand and lifting him up.
¿Qué hiciste?
What you did?
¿Por qué estás enfermo?
Why are you sick?
¿Qué pasó?
What happened?
Dios te castigó.
God punished you.
Has desobedecido la palabra
you
de Dios.
You have disobeyed the word of God.
Y lo siento mucho.
And I'm very sorry.
Porque la palabra dice.
Because the word of God says.
Que yo no me puedo juntar.
That I cannot hang around.
Con personas desobedientes.
I cannot hang around with disobedient people.
Así es que cortamos la amistad.
So we're going to cut our friendship here.
Yo voy a seguir en la iglesia.
I will continue at church.
Voy a seguir orando por ti.
And I'm going to continue praying for you.
Fueron a acusarlo sus propios amigos.
His own brothers went to accuse him.
Y aún.
And even though.
Cuando se quedó sin amigos.
Whether he was out there with no friends.
La esposa.
The wife.
Dijo, ¿dónde están las hermanas de la iglesia?
The wife said.
¿Dónde están las hermanas de la iglesia?
Where are the sisters of the church?
¿Dónde están mis amigas?
Where are all my friends?
Ella escuchaba.
And she would listen and
lo
hear
que la gente decía.
What the people were saying out
era
there.
Pecado.
It was sin.
Tal vez cayó en adulterio.
Probably he fell in adultery.
Tal vez hizo algo malo ante los ojos de Dios.
Probably he did something wrong in the eyes of the Lord.
Y la esposa escuchaba.
And the bride was the wife was listening.
Y la esposa viene.
And the wife comes.
¿Qué has hecho?
What have you done?
¿Has pecado?
Have you sinned?
¿Me has fallado?
Have you failed me?
No, no, cariño, yo te
and
amo.
He said, no, no, I love you, no.
No te creo.
I don't believe you.
Hipócrita.
You're a hypocrite.
Maldice a Dios y muérete.
Curse your God and die.
Así le dijo.
That's what he told him.
¿O no le dijo así?
Oh, did not.
She said.
Dijo.
Curse your God and die.
Dijo, maldice tu Dios y muere.
Oh, what a woman.
Oh, qué mujer.
And Job say,
y Job dijo.
Don't worry, honey.
Ah, no, 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 no. Tranquila.
You speak like a foolish.
Tú hablas como una insensata.
Pero, but I love you.
Pero todavía te quiero.
But before God.
Pero delante de Dios.
I don't sin.
Adelante de Dios, yo no peco.
I don't do nothing.
Yo no hago nada.
My life.
Mi vida
is straight with God.
Mi vida está derecha con Dios.
The devil was watching.
El diablo estaba mirando.
The wife and husband fighting.
Y el esposa y el esposo peleando.
He just watching.
Él nomás estaba mirando.
So now I got you.
Y dijo, oh, aquí lo tengo.
No money.
No hay dinero.
The wife go.
So la esposa se va.
No house.
No casa.
Oh, the wife go.
Oh, la esposa se va.
Now you sick.
Nada, estás enfermo.
And crazy.
Y luego estás loco.
Your wife is leaving, my man.
Tu esposa se va a ir.
El diablo.
The devil.
Le pide permiso a Dios.
The devil asks for permission to God.
Para ir.
To go.
A tentarnos.
To go to touch us.
Para ver qué reacción tenemos.
To see what type of reaction you have.
Cuando estás en un problema.
And when you're going through a problem.
Cuando estás en una dificultad.
And when you're going through a difficulty.
Dígale, oh Lord.
And you tell him, oh Dios.
Thank you.
Gracias.
Thank you for the trouble.
Gracias por todos los problemas.
Thank you for my sickness.
Oh, gracias por mi enfermedad.
Thank you for my difficulties.
Oh, gracias por mis dificultades.
Because you send it.
Porque tú los has mandado.
Es un step.
Él es un paso.
Step to go higher.
Es un paso para ir más
higher,
arriba.
Higher.
Y más arriba todavía.
You need to go higher.
O vamos poquito más arriba.
How can you go higher?
Oh, ¿cómo vas a poder ir más arriba?
If he don't put you in a step.
Si no te pone un escalón.
Ah. He need to put you in a step.
Él te tiene que poner un escalón.
So you go higher and higher.
Porque
and
tú
higher.
Vayas poquito más arriba y más arriba.
If the problems come.
Y si los problemas vienen.
No get afraid.
Oh, no tengas miedo.
You no go apart from God.
Tú no te vas a apartar de Dios.
You go closer.
Tú te vas a acercar más todavía.
Because he know.
Porque él sabe.
That you.
Él sabe que tú.
Be available.
Porque tú vas a estar disponible.
To grab the problem.
Para agarrar este problema.
Turn it around.
Lo vas a voltear.
And the problem.
Y el problema.
Be a blessing to you.
El problema va a ser una bendición para ti.
He gave you a rock.
Él te dio algo.
A rock.
Él te dio una piedra.
And that rock.
Y esa piedra.
You have the tools.
Y esa piedra, tú tienes la herramienta.
To trim it down.
Tú lo puedes arreglar como tú quieras.
Make a square.
Lo puedes hacer escuadra.
Put it down.
Y lo puedes poner abajo.
Make a step to
y
go.
Y puedes hacer un escalón para subir para arriba.
You have the tools.
Tú tienes la herramienta.
Do you have everything?
Tú tienes todo lo que se necesita.
Because he's promised.
Porque él ha prometido.
If you believe.
Porque si tú lo crees.
You have everything.
Tú lo tienes todo lo que
it's
necesitas.
Nothing.
No hay nada.
Can't stop you.
No hay nada que te puede parar.
You need to believe it.
Tú solamente tienes que creerlo.
Because God.
Porque Dios.
Gave a promise.
Porque Dios dio una promesa.
Yes, a word.
Y es la palabra.
Yes, it's a word.
Y es la palabra.
The word.
La palabra.
Coming to you.
Es la palabra que viene a ti.
It's time to get alive.
Oh, se puede poner viva.
It's time to get fruits.
Oh, empieza a dar frutos.
It's time to get a tree.
Oh, empieza a dar un árbol grande.
And then,
y luego,
you be a tree bride.
Oh, tú vas a ser un árbol.
A tree bride.
Grande.
Give the fruits.
Puedes dar los frutos.
Whatever you give to them.
Todo lo que tú das.
Whatever you say.
Todo lo que tú digas. estás.
The prophet said.
Él dijo el profeta.
To have the right.
Tú tienes el derecho.
He said the word to her.
Tú solamente di la palabra.
And he said, whatever you ask,
y todo lo que usted pida,
I'll give it to you.
Yo te lo daré a ti.
You are poor lady.
Por todo para ti.
You are poor lady.
Pobre señora.
You don't have money.
Tú no tienes dinero.
Ask for $1,000,000.
Oh, ask for $1,000,000.
And they come to you.
Y te ellos vendrá.
Él dijo eso.
He said that.
He said that.
He said that.
Say, I'll give you money.
Te dijo, te voy a dar dinero.
What do you need?
¿Qué necesitas?
Look, you live in a poor house.
Mira, tú vives en una casa pobre.
What do you need?
¿Qué es lo que necesitas?
You have your sister.
Tú tienes tu hermana ahí.
She's crippled.
Oh, está enferma.
In wheelchair.
En una silla de ruedas.
What do you need?
¿Qué es lo que necesitas?
You want him to be healed.
¿O tú quieres que él esté sano?
I'll give it to her.
Yo te lo doy a ti.
What do you need?
¿Qué es lo que usted quiere?
She said, oh, Lord.
Y él dijo, oh, padre.
I have my two kids.
Oh, tengo mis dos niños.
Oh, necesito que sean salvos.
And I need them to be saved.
What he say?
What he said? ¿Qué dijo?
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
En el nombre de nuestro Señor Jesucristo.
I give it to you to two boys.
Te doy a tus dos hijos.
And those kids.
Y esos niños.
Que se estaban riendo.
And those kids that were out there laughing.
Y decían, no, está loco.
And they were saying, hey, he's crazy.
¿Cómo se le ocurre hacer eso?
How can he dare do that?
Cuando él dijo, te los doy en el nombre del Señor
Jesucristo. And when he said, I'll give them to you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Cayeron de rodillas.
And those two kids fell on their knees.
Y en lugar de reírse.
And instead of laughing.
Empezaron a llorar.
They started crying.
Y dice él, el siguiente culto.
And he said the next service.
Estaban en la iglesia.
They were out there in the next service. They
y cuando
were out
él daba el testimonio.
And they were giving out their testimony.
Dice, y aquí están esos muchachos.
And they said, well, here are these two young boys.
¿Por qué?
Why?
Por la palabra.
By the word.
¿Qué le dijo el profeta?
By the word that the prophet said.
La palabra.
The word.
Ella no miró nada.
And then she didn't see anything.
Solo la palabra.
Only the word.
Fe.
Faith.
Vino a ella.
Faith came to her.
Dentro de ella.
Within her.
Y lo que ella dijo.
And what she said.
Te lo doy a ti.
And I will give it to you.
Él prometió.
And he promised.
Estar en cada uno de nosotros.
He promised to be in every single one of us.
Allí estaban los discípulos.
And the disciples were out there.
En tribulación.
Oh, they were going through tribulation.
En problemas.
Oh, they were going through problems.
Queriendo solucionar todo.
Oh, they're trying to solve everything.
Y le llamaban al pastor.
And they were calling the pastor.
Y el pastor no estaba.
And the pastor was not there.
Y no contestaba.
And he wouldn't answer.
Y ellos tenían problemas.
And they were going through
dificultades.
Problems. They had difficulties.
Y el pastor no contestaba.
And the pastor was not answering.
Le llamaron a los diáconos.
And they called the deacons.
No estaban tampoco.
And the deacons were not out there neither.
Pero cuando estaba lo más feo.
But when the worst of the worst was going through,
ellos se acordaron.
And they remember.
Hey,
oh,
espérense.
Wait.
Jesús está con
oh,
nosotros.
Oh, wait. Jesus is with us.
Él está con nosotros.
He is with us.
Se pusieron contentos.
So they got very happy.
Fueron allá abajo.
And they went out there.
Y le despertaron.
And they woke him up.
Y entraron a donde estaba él.
And they entered where he was at.
Y Jesús.
And then Jesus,
profundo en sueño.
He was asleep.
No lo despertaron los problemas.
The problems didn't wake him up.
Nada de eso.
None of that.
Ellos lo despertaron.
They woke him up.
Y le dice el Señor.
And they tell him, Lord.
¿Qué no ves que perecemos?
Don't you see that we perish?
¿Qué no ves que el barco casi se hunde?
Don't you see that the boat is almost sinking?
¿Qué no ves que perecemos?
Don't you see that we're perishing?
¿Y qué le dice Jesús?
And what Jesus said.
¿Por qué teméis, hombres de poca fe? Le dijo.
And he said, why are you fearful, O ye of little faith?
Me dijeron que creían.
And then they told me that you believe.
Y el diablo vino.
And the devil came.
Para enseñarles.
To teach you.
Que no creían.
That you did not believe.
Ese es el trabajo del diablo.
That is the job of the devil.
Venir a enseñarnos.
And come to teach us.
Que no creemos de vez en cuando.
That once in a while we don't believe.
Ahí me dijo el hermano David.
And brother David told me.
Fue mi pastor por 5 años.
He was my pastor for 5 years.
Y después cuando empezamos el grupo aquí en Lawrenceville.
And then when we started our little group in Lawrenceville.
Me dice, hermano.
And he said, brother.
No dejes que los problemas de la iglesia lleguen a ti, dice.
And he told me, brother, don't let the problems of the church get to you.
Aunque ellos te llamen y te den problemas.
Even though they're gonna call you and they're gonna give you problems.
Que no lleguen a ti.
Don't let them get to you.
Solo ve tus rodillas.
Only go in your knees.
Ora a Dios.
Pray to God.
Y ponlas en las manos de Dios.
Put them in the hands of the Lord.
Que no lleguen a ti.
Don't let them reach to you.
Tiempo después.
And then later on.
No pasó mucho.
Not a whole time went by.
7 meses.
7 months.
Los problemas empezaron.
And the problems started.
Y ahí me di cuenta.
And then right there I realized.
De lo que él me decía.
What he was telling me.
Estaba cayendo en depresión.
And I was falling in depression.
¿Por qué?
Why?
Por problemas.
Because of the problems.
Que no eran míos.
The problems that were not mine.
Yo queriendo solucionar los
and
problemas.
And me trying to solve all the problems.
Pero Dios tenía otros planes.
But God had different plans.
Nada más viene a nosotros.
He only comes to you.
Para ver la reacción que cada uno tenemos.
To see your reaction that you have.
Los discípulos,
the disciples,
se dieron cuenta,
and the disciples realized
que lo que ellos sabían,
that what they knew,
lo que conocían del mensaje,
what they knew of the message,
no les iba a ayudar,
that it was not going to be any good,
a controlar la tormenta,
to control that storm,
a controlar las olas,
to control those waves,
ellos solos,
they by himself. Themselves.
Necesitaban a Dios.
They needed God.
Obrando en ellos.
And to work within them.
Otra historia.
Another story.
Cuando Jesús terminó de orar.
When Jesus finished praying.
Cuando terminó de predicar, perdón.
When he finished preaching.
Él terminó de predicar.
And he finished preaching.
Y va con sus discípulos.
And he goes out there to his disciples.
Le dice, vayan al bote.
And he said, go to the boat.
Y espérenme en el otro lado.
And wait for me on the other side.
Se pusieron a pensar.
And they started thinking.
Ellos no se pusieron a pensar en nada.
They didn't thought about anything.
Solo obedecieron.
They only obeyed.
Entraron al bote.
They entered the boat.
Y se fueron.
And they left.
Ellos no pensaron, dijo, ¿cómo se va a ir?
And then they didn't thought anything about it. How he's just going to go?
Ellos no razonaron.
They didn't acknowledge.
¿Por qué?
Why?
Porque ellos miraron todo lo que Jesús hizo.
Because they saw everything that Jesus did.
Y todavía estaban bajo esa unción.
And they were still under that anointing.
Y Jesús les dio la palabra.
And then Jesus gave them the word.
Y les dijo, entren a la barca.
And then go in the boat.
Y esperen del otro lado.
And wait for me on the other side.
Y ellos se fueron.
And they left.
Y cuando estaban en medio del mar.
And they were out there in the middle of the sea.
Empezaron a testificar.
And they started testifying.
Empezaron a regocijarse.
They started rejoicing. Rejoicing.
Y el diablo dice,
and the devil said,
ahora sí los tengo.
And the devil said, oh, I got them.
Jesús
now.
No está presente.
Jesus is not present right
ahora
now.
Ahora sí los voy a ahogar.
Now I'm going to sink them.
Ahora sí los voy a terminar.
Now I'm going to finish with them.
Y el problema empezó.
And the problem started.
Las dificultades.
The difficulties started.
Pero sabe una cosa.
But you know one thing.
Jesús iba mirándolos.
Jesus was out there looking.
Jesús los iba observando.
Jesus was observing them.
Jesús estaba cerca.
And Jesus was close by.
Cuando estaban los problemas.
When the problems were going on.
De la atmósfera que tenían.
Of that atmosphere they had.
Del Espíritu Santo.
Of the Holy Spirit.
Llegaron a tener una atmósfera de miedo.
They changed to an atmosphere of fear.
Que aún miraron una sombra en el agua.
They saw a shadow out there in the water.
Y dice, un fantasma.
Oh, it's a ghost.
Imagínense nada más.
Just imagine that.
¿Y qué les dice Jesús?
And what Jesus said.
No temas.
Don't be afraid.
Soy yo, Jesús.
It's me, Jesus.
Y Pedro estaba sacando el agua del
and
bote.
And then Peter was out there taking the water of the boat.
Y escucha que soy Jesús.
And he said, I'm Jesus.
Y él dice, ¿cómo que Jesús?
And then he said, Jesus.
¿Eres Jesús? Dice, sí.
Oh, I'm just Jesus, yes.
Si eres Jesús.
And if you are Jesus.
Escuchen lo que él le dijo.
And then listen what he said.
Manda, dice.
Send.
Que yo camine en el agua.
Send that I go walk towards you.
Y le dice, ven, dice.
And Jesus said, come.
Oh, él agarró la palabra,
oh, he grabbed that word.
Y él empezó a caminar.
And he started walking in the
Pero
water.
Empezó a mirar a los
and
lados.
Then when he started looking to the sides,
empezó a mirar las olas.
Oh, he started looking at the big waves.
Miró para abajo.
And then he looked in the bottom.
Oh, no había tierra.
Oh, there was no land.
Estaba en lo sobrenatural.
Oh, it was all spiritual.
Temor.
It was fear.
Entró en él.
Fear entered into
y él
him.
Se hundió.
And he
y él
sunk.
Dice,
and he said, save
y él sabía
me.
Nadar.
And he knew how to swim.
Él sabía nadar.
And he knew how to swim.
El temor entró en él.
So the fear entered in him. And he would just...
Jesús, Jesús.
He would have loved, help me, Jesus.
Sálvame que me hundo.
Save me, Jesus.
Ni se acordó de que sabía nadar.
He forgot that he knew how to swim.
Y Jesús lo agarra de la mano.
And then Jesus grabbed him by his hand.
Hombre de poca fe, dice.
And he tells him, man of little faith.
¿Por qué has descreído?
Why have you unbelieved?
Fíjense. Dice que caminó en el agua.
And then listen, he said that he walked in the water.
Uno, dos, tres pasos.
One or two, three steps.
Él caminó en el agua.
He walked in the water.
Él nos enseña.
And he teaches us.
Que es posible.
That he teaches us that it's possible.
Mientras nosotros.
While we.
Obedezcamos la palabra
while
de Dios.
We obey the word of God.
Y cuando Él nos diga.
And then when he tells us.
Vengan.
Come.
Síganme.
Follow me.
Es obedecer la palabra.
That is obeying the word.
Estos discípulos se acordaron de Jesús.
And those disciples remembered Jesus.
Porque le tenían dormido, hermano.
Because they had him out there asleep.
Pero sabían que Jesús iba ahí.
But they knew that Jesus was out there in that boat.
Pero lo dejaron dormir.
But they laid him asleep. They
Porque dicen,
asleep.
Oh, yo puedo todo.
Oh, and they said, oh, I can do it all.
Yo puedo todo.
Oh, I can do it.
En una ocasión así estuve yo.
On one occasion I was like this.
Me pasó lo que el hermano.
And it happened just like brother.
Que dijo en la mañana.
That what he said in the morning.
Yo sé hacer remodelación de casas.
That I know how to do remodel homes.
Y yo dije un día todo lo que yo sé.
And then one day I said everything that I know.
Donde quiera que yo vaya.
And anywhere that I go.
Oh, voy a obtener trabajo.
Oh, I'm gonna have a job.
Así.
Like this.
La economía bajó.
The economy fell down.
Me quedé sin trabajo.
I was without a job.
Llegaba a pedir trabajo.
And I was out there looking for a job.
No había trabajo.
There was no jobs.
Pero sé hacer esto, esto, esto,
but
esto.
I know how to do this, this and that.
No hay trabajo.
There's no job.
Iba a otro lugar.
And then I would go another place.
No hay trabajo.
There's no work.
Después estaba en mi casa pensando.
And then later on, I was out there thinking in my house.
Y digo, Señor.
And I told him, Lord.
¿Qué está pasando?
What is happening?
Y viene a mi memoria.
And then my memory comes.
No sé si era Dios el que me estaba hablando.
I don't know if it was God talking to me.
Pero era en mi memoria.
But it was in my memory.
No, que tú podías solo.
And he said, I thought you knew it all.
No, que todo lo que sabías.
Now that everything you knew about construction.
Nunca ibas a sufrir de trabajo.
That you would never suffer from a job.
Cualquier persona.
Any person.
Dependemos de Dios.
We depend of God.
Amen. Y aún más.
And even more.
Si usted es la esposa del Cordero.
Even more if you're the bride of the Lamb.
No se empiece a fijar en aquel hermano.
Don't start looking at the other brother.
Oh, viene de vez en cuando.
Oh, that brother comes once in a while.
Oh, Dios lo bendice.
Oh, God blesses him.
Oh, mira cómo anda.
Oh, look how he is.
Y Dios lo bendice.
God has blessed him.
No se fije en eso.
Do not put your eyesight on that.
Hay tres clases de creyentes.
There is three types of believers.
Y el diablo.
And the devil.
No viene por el incrédulo.
And the devil doesn't come for the unbeliever.
Él no viene por el el manufacturado.
The devil doesn't come for the manufactured one.
Él viene por la simiente de
Abraham.
He's
coming for the seed of Abraham.
Él viene por aquellos.
And he comes for those.
Que dicen tener la fe.
That he comes for those that say they have the faith.
Que han aceptado.
That they have accepted.
El mensaje.
That they have accepted the message.
En su corazón.
In their hearts.
No solo intelectual.
Not only intellectual.
En el corazón.
In their hearts also.
Una historia más.
One more story.
Iban dos discípulos.
And there were two disciples.
Iban caminando con Jesús.
And they were out there walking with Jesus.
Y un día así va a suceder.
And one day it's going to happen like this.
Hay mucha gente que va caminando con Jesús.
And there's a lot of people out there walking with Jesus.
Porque van a la iglesia.
Because they go to church.
Pero no es de que Jesús esté en ellos.
It's not that Jesus is with them.
Jesús va caminando con ellos.
And then Jesus is walking with them.
Porque ellos van al culto.
Because they go to service.
Pero va a llegar un día.
But there's going to one day.
Que van a darse cuenta.
They're going to realize.
Que caminaban sin Jesús.
That they were walking without Jesus.
Va a llegar un día.
One day.
Que les va a pasar.
And one day it's going to happen.
Como María y José.
Like Mary and Joseph.
Fueron a la iglesia.
They went out there to church.
Y caminaron de regreso.
And they returned back.
Y ellos pensaban,
and they thought
que Jesús iba con ellos.
That Jesus was with them.
Cuando ellos empezaron a buscarlo,
and when they started looking for him,
Jesús no estaba ahí.
Jesus was not with them.
Jesús estaba.
Jesus was.
Donde ellos lo dejaron.
Where Jesus was, where they left him.
Y yo no quiero que pase eso con nosotros.
And I don't want that to happen with us.
Es mejor agarrarlo a él.
And it is better to get hold of him.
Y no dejarlo ir.
And never let go.
¿Cuántos creemos que el prof, William Mario Branham?
How many do we believe that Brother William Branham?
Fue el Elías prometido.
And it was the promised Elijah.
Para este siglo, hermanos.
For this age.
Que él iba.
That he would go.
A introducir.
That he would introduce.
Al Señor Jesucristo.
That he would introduce our Lord Jesus Christ.
En 1963.
In 1963.
Y no lo necesito leer.
And I don't need to read it.
Porque ustedes lo han leído.
Because you have read it.
Lo han escuchado.
You have listened to it.
Dios lo mandó por un
God sent him for
una visión.
And God sent him on a vision.
A Tucson, Arizona.
Tucson, Arizona.
Y cuando estaba en Tucson, Arizona.
And when he was out there in Tucson, Arizona.
Sucedió lo que es la aparición de esta nube.
And then happened what this cloud.
Que solo es para creyentes.
That it's only for believers.
No se ponga a discutir.
Don't you believe.
A discutir.
Don't you argue.
Con gente que dice lo contrario.
Don't you argue with people that say the contrary.
Porque lo que usted está discutiendo.
Because what you are arguing.
Está quitando su vista de lo principal.
You are taking your eyesight from the principal
no
thing.
Haga eso.
Don't do that.
En 1963.
In 1963.
El profeta de Dios.
And the prophet of God.
Estaba orando.
The prophet of God was out there praying.
Y cuando él estaba orando.
And when he was out there praying.
Una espada cayó en sus manos.
And a sword fell on his hand.
Y él dijo, es raro, dice.
And then he said, oh, it's very rare.
¿Qué está pasando?
What is taking place?
Una espada especial para su
and
mano.
A special sword fell on his hand.
Una espada con doble filo.
And a sword with a double blade.
Y él dice, ¿qué es esto? La espada de un rey.
And then he said, what is this? A sword of a king?
Y le dice una voz.
And a voice told
no
him.
No la espada de un rey.
Not of a sword of a king.
Es la espada del rey.
It's the sword of the king.
¿Qué espada cayó en sus manos
what
de él?
What sword fell on his hand?
Recuerde que antes del 63.
And remember, right before the 1963.
Él era un evangelista.
He was just an evangelist.
Él traía un avivamiento.
And he was bringing a revival.
Él traía sanidades.
He was bringing healing.
Pero cuando él se encontró con esa espada.
But when he found himself with that sword.
Cuando él se encontró con esos siete ángeles.
When he found himself with those seven angels.
La palabra de Dios.
And the word of God.
Lo que Pablo edificó.
What Paul edified.
Por parte del Señor Jesucristo.
By part of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Llegó al profeta de la edad.
And it reached the prophet of the age.
Y en 1963.
And in 1963.
Él empezó a predicar el evangelio.
He started preaching the gospel.
A restaurar.
He started restoring.
Lo que estaba torcido.
What was all messed up.
No antes.
Not before.
Ahora, si usted se da cuenta,
now, if you realize,
¿por cuántos años predicó Jesús?
For how many years did Jesus preach?
¿Tres años y medio?
3 years and a half.
Y cuando él estaba ahí en esa montaña,
and when he was out there in that mountain,
Esa espada cayó en sus manos.
That sword fell on his hand.
Y él le dice, la espada del rey.
And he said, that's the sword of the king.
Ahora él tenía un conocimiento.
And so he had some sort of knowledge.
Lo que eran los siete sellos.
What was the seven seals?
Y él ya lo tenía apuntado.
And he had it already written.
Pero ahí en esa montaña,
but right there in that mountain,
él se encontró con Jesús mismo.
He found himself with Jesus himself.
Aun cuando él bajó de la montaña,
and when he came down of that mountain,
le dijeron de una nube,
and they told him about a cloud.
Fue fotografiada,
and it was pictured and recorded
por todos lados.
From everywhere.
Y parece que en la Biblia,
and then I think in the Bible,
dice que él vendrá en una nube.
And then in the Bible it says that he will come in a cloud.
Y que todo ojo le verá.
That all sight would see him.
Y que nube, mira toda la gente.
And what cloud did all the people saw?
Ahora dice que todos le verán.
And then he says that everybody will see him.
Pero no todos creerán.
But not everyone will believe it.
Todo ojo le verá,
and
dice.
Every single eyesight will see it.
Y cuando él bajó de la montaña,
and then when he came down of that mountain,
le dijeron lo que aconteció.
And they told him what took place.
Y un día él agarró esa fotografía.
And one day he grabbed that photograph.
Y la estaba mirando.
And he was out there looking at it.
Y dice, en verdad.
And he said, truly.
Miran aquí.
And then you look at here.
Y la empezaba a mirar.
And then he started looking at
it. ¿Y qué le dijo el Espíritu Santo?
And the Holy Spirit told him.
Dale vuelta a la derecha.
And
dice,
he told him, turn it to the right.
Y cuando él le dio vuelta a la
and
derecha,
then when he turned it to the
ahí
right,
estaba Jesús, dice,
Jesus was out there.
El
Jesus,
juez supremo,
he was supreme.
Con su cabellera blanca.
With his long hair.
Viniendo a la tierra.
And coming here on the earth.
Ahí estaba él, hermanos.
He was there, brothers.
El profeta de la edad.
And the prophet of the age.
No podía morir.
And the prophet could not die.
Antes de que él.
Before.
Nos introduciera al Señor Jesucristo.
Before he introduced us to our Lord Jesus Christ.
Muchos de Malaquías 4:5.
Many of Malachi 4:5.
Quieren verlo. En la nube.
They want to see him on the cloud.
Verlo de vista natural.
Only see him with the natural eyes.
Tocando una trompeta.
Playing a trumpet.
Pero qué es lo que nos dice el profeta de Dios.
But what is that the prophet of God
¿qué es
tells
una trompeta?
Us? What is the trumpet?
Un mensaje.
It's a message.
Para listar.
It's a message so we can be ready to prepare the people of God.
Cuando estuvo en 1963.
And when he was out there in 1963.
Él recibió la revelación.
He received that revelation.
Cuando él iba a predicar los siete sellos,
and when he was going to preach the seven seals,
él estaba en el cuartito,
he was out there in that little room.
Y tenía todo apuntado.
And he had everything written down.
Pero antes de pasar al púlpito,
and right before coming to the pulpit,
dice, el Espíritu Santo llegó, dice,
and the Holy Spirit arrived.
Y me corrigió,
and he corrected
y
me.
Me dio la verdad,
and he gave me the truth
de los siete sellos,
of the seven seals.
Casamiento y divorcio,
marriage and divorce.
De la edad, de la deidad.
And the Godhead.
Para eso vino el profeta.
And that's why the prophet came.
Y él dice, sanidad divina.
And then he says, divine healing.
Avivamientos.
Revival.
Solo era la carnada.
That was only the bait.
Era sacando gente
and
de
it, was only, it was bringing people out of the organizations.
Pero solo un puñado.
But only a few.
Solo un puñado.
Only a few.
Iban a recibir la palabra
only
de Dios.
A few will receive the word of God.
Cuando Jesús anduvo predicando,
and when Jesus was out there preaching,
sanando los enfermos,
and he was out there healing the sick,
miles lo seguían,
and thousands were following him.
Pero un día,
but one day,
él les empezó a dar la palabra.
One day he started giving out the word.
A cambiar sus vidas.
To change their lives.
Y todos empezaron a irse.
And everybody started leaving.
En el mensaje de la hora.
In the message of the hour.
Fue la misma cosa.
And it was the same thing took place.
El profeta de la edad.
And the prophet of the age.
Se quedó sin amigos.
The prophet of the age was without friends.
Ya no había quien lo patrocinara.
There was nobody out there that could sponsor him.
¿Por qué?
Why?
Porque había muchos ministros.
Because there were out there too many ministers.
Casados dos o tres veces.
They were married one or two, three times.
pastores,
pastors,
que no tenían que ser pastores,
pastors that shouldn't be pastors.
Por eso él vino a restaurar,
and that's why he came to restore
todas las cosas,
to restore all things.
Pero la gente, Malaquías 4,
but
5,
the people in Malachi 4:5,
no entienden.
They don't understand.
¿Por qué?
Why?
Hay pastores.
Why there's pastors?
Todavía casados dos, tres veces.
Why there's still pastors married 3 or 4 times?
Hay pastores divorciados.
There's pastors that are out there divorced.
En el mensaje.
In the message.
¿Se da cuenta?
Do you realize this?
No es para todos.
It's not for everyone.
Hay pastores.
And there's pastors.
Que enseñan a su congregación.
That they teach their group.
Solo presionar play.
Only to press, to play. Only press pray. Play. Pray.
Solo presionar play.
Only to press the play.
Y ya haciendo eso.
And by doing that.
Usted es la esposa del Cordero.
You are the bride of the Lamb.
Y si usted no le presiona el botón.
And if you do not press that button.
Usted no es la esposa del Cordero.
You are not the bride of the Lamb.
Usted no se va a ir en el rapto.
You're not going to go in the rapture.
Pero si escuchamos al profeta.
But we do listen to the prophet.
Y dicen, oh, un momento.
And they say, oh, wait a moment.
Pero usted tiene que escucharlo.
But you need to listen.
Directamente.
Directly.
De donde tiene que salir.
Directly from where it comes out from.
Y los pastores que predican la palabra.
And the pastors that preach the word.
Tienen que dejar de predicar.
And the pastors that preach the word, they need to stop preaching.
Y sentarse.
And they need to sit down.
Y solo presionar.
And only to press.
Pero yo tengo otro llamado.
But I have another calling.
La Biblia dice.
And the Bible says.
Ve por todo el mundo.
And go around the world.
Y predica el evangelio.
And preach the gospel.
A toda criatura.
And all the creatures.
El profeta de Dios.
And the prophet of God.
Dijo.
The prophet of God said.
Dios no mandó a las mecánicas.
And God did not send the mechanics.
A predicar el evangelio.
To preach the gospel.
Cuando David.
When David.
Ahora póngase a ver esto.
Now start looking at this.
Ya me metí en esto.
Now I'm in this now.
Ahora tengo que salir de esto.
Now I gotta come out of this.
Cuando David.
When David.
Era rey.
When David was the king.
Él pensaba que tenía toda la revelación.
He thought that he had all the revelation.
Y el profeta de Dios.
And the prophet of God.
Nos dice.
He tells
en
us.
En el último tiempo.
In the last age.
Habrá ungidos.
There will be anointed.
Con el verdadero Espíritu Santo.
With the true Holy Ghost.
Pero errados.
But falsely mistaken.
En su enseñanza.
They would have mistakes on their teachings.
Está contradictorio.
This is contrary.
¿Cómo que van a ser llenos del Espíritu Santo?
How is that they're going to be filled of the Holy Ghost?
Y falsos en su enseñanza.
And false in their teaching.
Así dice Mateo 24:24.
That's how Matthew says 24:24.
Falsos ungidos, dice.
False anointed ones.
¿Se da cuenta?
You realize this.
Y ahí es donde cada uno de nosotros.
And that is what every single one of us.
Tenemos que decir lo que el profeta dijo.
We need to say what the prophet said.
No decir lo que la demás gente dice.
Not what to say what the rest of the people are saying.
Porque él dijo habrá falsos ungidos.
Because he said there would be false anointed ones.
Ungidos con el Espíritu Santo.
Anointed
dice.
With the Holy Spirit.
Pero errados en su doctrina.
But falsely they would have false teachings.
¿Se da cuenta?
Do you realize this?
Estaba David.
And it was David.
Ungido.
David was anointed.
Y él tenía que traer la arca.
And he would need to enter the ark.
Traer la arca a su ciudad.
To bring the ark to the city.
¿Y qué hizo él?
What he did.
La palabra de Dios.
And the word of God.
La puso.
And the word of God. He placed,
en la carreta de bueyes.
He placed it on the... He placed it on a carriage or another place.
¿Ha leído la escritura?
Have you read the scripture?
¿Él lo dijo correcto o no lo dijo correcto?
He said it correctly.
¿O no lo dijo correcto?
Oh, he did not say it correctly.
¿Cómo dijo?
Encouraged. ¿Así?
En un carro.
En una carreta,
en
dice.
En una carreta.
Él puso la palabra.
And he placed the word.
En la mecánica.
He placed the word on the mechanics.
Dice, el error de David.
And the mistake of David.
Pensando que él.
And thinking that.
Podía hacer lo que quisiera.
That he could do whatever he wanted.
Con la palabra de Dios.
With the word of God.
Y la puso en los animales.
And he placed it on the animals.
Para que los animales.
So the animals.
Llevaran la palabra.
So that the animals could carry the word.
Estando aún ahí.
Being there.
Los ministros.
The ministers.
Los levitas.
The levitized.
Es lo que dice el profeta.
That's what the prophet says.
El error de David.
And the mistake that David made.
Fue poner la palabra de Dios.
And it's to place the word of God.
En las cosas mecánicas.
And to place it on the mechanical things.
Le está hablando de aquel hermano.
Oh, talking about the other brother.
¿Qué dice el profeta de Dios? ¿Quién va a llevar, continuar el mensaje?
What the prophet of God says, who's going to continue the message?
¿Quién?
Who?
La novia.
The bride.
Oh, no tengan miedo en decirlo.
Don't be afraid to say it.
Who's going to take the message?
¿Quién va a traer el mensaje?
Who's going to take the message?
¿Quién va a traer el mensaje?
And what the people tell you to do?
¿Y qué la gente te va a decir que hagas?
No take the message.
Oh, no te lleves el mensaje.
No take the message.
No te lleves ese mensaje.
That's not your job.
Es no, no es tu trabajo.
Only press play.
Only aplástale play.
¿Y qué dice el profeta de Dios?
And what the prophet of God says.
Si es en contra de la palabra.
And if it's against the word.
Si le quitan o le ponen.
And if you take or you place more.
No sé en qué mensaje está.
I don't know what message it is.
Pero ustedes se van a recordar.
But you're going to remember.
Porque está en inglés todavía.
Because it's still in English.
Todavía no sale al español.
It still has not been translated in Spanish.
Tal vez en francés o en el idioma del hermano.
Probably in France or another language.
Pero el profeta de Dios dijo.
But the prophet of God said.
Cualquier persona, dice.
Any person.
Que le impida a la novia predicar el evangelio.
That hindered the bride to preach the gospel.
Es el anticristo.
That is the antichrist.
Así dijo el profeta.
That's how the prophet said it.
Ahora no les digo, lea entre líneas.
And then I won't tell you, read it between the lines.
Porque así dijo.
Because that's how he said it.
Pero hay gente que dice.
But there's people out there that say.
¿Qué de los muchachos de las cintas?
What are the tape boys?
Es otra historia.
That's another story.
El muchacho de las cintas.
Oh, the tape boys.
No tenía el don de predicar el evangelio.
The tape boy did not have the gift of preaching.
No estaba casado.
He was not married.
O estaba casado.
Oh, he was married.
Pero su esposa ya había sido de otro hombre.
But his wife was already, he was already married with another man.
No, he was married with her.
Él estaba casado con ella.
But she was not virgin.
Pero ella no era virgen.
Do you get it?
Si lo miran.
Because the minister.
Porque un ministro.
O el pastor.
O un pastor.
That's preaching the word of God.
That, que está predicando la palabra de Dios.
He need to be the first man.
Él necesita que ser el primer hombre.
To the woman.
Para esa mujer.
If other men come before,
si otro hombre llega antes,
I don't care.
No me importa.
If he have the gift,
no me importa si tiene el don.
I don't care.
No me importa.
If that's the son of brother Dale,
o es el hijo del hermano de él.
He need to sit down.
Él necesita que sentarse.
Why?
¿Por qué?
The word of God.
Porque la palabra de Dios.
Say so.
Porque la palabra de Dios dice.
The pastor that's divorced.
El pastor que está divorciado.
He don't have business to preach the gospel.
Él no tiene negocio para predicar.
He need to sit down.
Él se necesita que sentar.
That's why.
Por eso.
The tape boys.
Por eso los que juegan el tape.
They come to the scene.
Por eso vienen a la cena.
Ustedes se van a acordar.
And you're going to remember this.
El profeta de Dios.
And the prophet of God.
No me acuerdo en qué mensaje está.
And I don't remember what message it is.
Vino un hermano que era ministro.
There were a brother came that was a minister.
Y le dijo al hermano Brennan.
And he told Brother Branham.
El hermano Brennan sabía que era ministro.
And Brother Branham knew already that he was a minister.
Y está en la cinta.
And it's in the tapes.
El hermano le dijo al profeta.
And the brother told the prophet.
Hermano, quiero que ore por mí.
Brother, I want you to pray for me.
Porque quiero llevar este mensaje.
Because I want to take this message.
Hablando de las cintas.
And talking about the tapes.
A la gente.
To the people.
El hermano Brennan sabía.
And the brother Branham knew.
Que era un ministro.
That he was a minister.
Pero él ya tenía su segunda esposa.
But that was his second wife.
Que ella era una predicadora.
That she was a preacher also.
¿Se recuerdan?
Do you remember this?
Y él oró por él.
And he prayed for him.
Ahora.
Now.
Si él hubiera tenido los requisitos.
And now if he would have the requirements.
El profeta de Dios.
The prophet of God.
Le hubiera dicho.
And the prophet of God would have told him.
No tienes que tocar la cinta.
You should not play the tapes.
Go and preach the gospel.
Ve y predica el evangelio.
Why?
¿Por qué?
Because the word of the Lord says so.
Porque la palabra de Dios dice así.
Es simple.
It's very simple.
Pero recuerde.
But remember.
Mateo 24:24.
Matthew 24:24.
Y no voy a terminar.
And I'm not going to finish.
Apenas iba a empezar a predicar.
I'm barely going to begin preaching.
Habrá falsos ungidos.
There would be false anointed ones.
Y usted puede decir, ¿cómo sabe usted?
And you could say, how do you know?
Porque los conozco.
Because I know them.
Conozco pastores.
Because I know pastors.
Que son divorciados.
I know pastors that are divorced.
Y siguen haciendo, predicando el evangelio.
And they continue preaching the gospel.
Predicadores.
And preachers.
Que su esposa ha estado con otro hombre.
And preachers that their wives been with another man.
Antes de casarse.
And right before getting married.
Y ahora predican el evangelio.
And now they preach the gospel.
Y tienen el don de predicar el evangelio.
And they have the gift of preaching the gospel.
Pero no los requisitos.
But not the requirements.
Por eso Dios.
And that's why God.
Mandó al profeta de la edad.
That's why God sent the prophet of the age.
Y en casamiento y divorcio.
In marriage and divorce.
Él dice, tengo amigos.
And he says, I have friends.
Que están casados dos o tres veces.
That they've been married three or four times.
Que son ministros.
That they're ministers.
Y tienen que dejar de predicar el evangelio.
They need to stop preaching.
Por eso vino a reconstruir.
And that's why he came to build.
Rebuild. Lo que ya estaba hecho.
What was already made already.
Por eso recuerde.
Now remember.
Lo que acabamos de leer ese ratito.
What we just read.
La palabra de Dios.
And the word of God.
Es sencilla.
And it's very simple.
Solo creer.
Only believe.
Es todo.
And that's it.
Pero yo quiero saber más.
But I want to know more.
Solo créala.
Only believe it.
Dice el profeta de Dios.
And the prophet of God says.
Tiene que ser palabra sobre palabra.
And it's to be word over word.
Germen sobre germen.
Germ over germ.
Vida sobre vida.
Life over life.
Y el profeta de Dios vino a la tierra.
And the prophet of God came here on the land.
Se encontró con siete ángeles.
And he found himself with seven angels.
Y ahí se le fue dada la revelación.
And right there the revelation was given to him.
¿A qué vino él a la tierra?
What did he came here to the world?
A restaurar.
To restore.
Lo que ya estaba echado a perder.
To restore was already was
rotten,
gone.
Rotten. Y entonces,
and then,
si nosotros miramos,
and if we can see,
el profeta de Dios,
and the prophet of God,
predicó el evangelio,
the prophet of God preached the gospel,
casi por tres años y medio,
almost 3 years and a half,
no contando los otros años,
and not counting the other years,
predicar el evangelio.
And preaching the gospel.
Donde empezó a darle duro a la gente.
When he started hitting hard to the people.
Donde ya no lo invitaban.
When there nobody inviting him anymore.
Donde miraba pecado.
And what he sees sin.
Y él les daba duro.
And he would hit him hard.
Aun cuando vino su hijo, el hermano Billy Paul.
And when his son came, Billy Paul.
Por eso tengan cuidado, jóvenes.
And that's why you need to be careful, youth.
Cuando vino el hermano Billy Paul,
when brother Billy Paul came,
él le dice, papá,
and he said, father,
¿me puedes casar con ella?
Can you marry me with her?
¿Y qué le dijo él?
What he said,
me duele hasta el alma,
and
dice,
then he said, my soul hurts,
pero no te puedo casar.
But I cannot marry you.
¿Por qué?
Why?
Porque le dio su palabra.
Because he gave his word
a una jovencita.
He gave his word to another young lady.
Él estaba casado.
And he was married.
Por la palabra.
He was married by the word.
Con esa joven.
With this young lady.
Ese era el profeta de Dios.
And that was the prophet of God.
No haciendo excepciones de familia.
And he did not make any exceptions within family members.
Y cuando él estaba diciendo eso.
And then when he was saying this.
Allí estaba en el servicio su nuera.
And then right there was his sister-in-law.
Daughter-in-law.
Daughter-in-law.
Y hermano Billy Paul.
And brother Billy Paul.
Y otra cosa.
And another thing.
Cada uno de nosotros.
And every single one of us.
Ya para terminar.
Just here to finish up.
Y no terminé.
And I'm not finished.
Cada uno de nosotros tenemos vista.
And every single one of us, we have a eyesight.
Y tenemos sentimientos.
And then we have feelings.
Y lo que usted mira en otras iglesias del mensaje.
And then what you see in another messages, another church of the messages.
No se empiece a comparar.
Do not compare yourself to them.
Miran, antes.
And then later.
Años antes.
Years back.
Todas las mujeres usaban falda larga.
And all the females were wear long skirts.
Larga.
Very long.
Pero empezaron a mirar las fotos de las hijas del hermano Branham.
But they started looking at the pictures of brother Branham's daughters.
¿Y qué empezaron a hacer?
So what happened?
¿Qué empezaron a hacer?
What they did?
Subir la falda para arriba.
They went up with the skirt.
Subirla para arriba.
They went up with the skirt.
Es falda aquí.
And it's a skirt.
It's a skirt to here.
It's a skirt. Es una
it's
falda
a skirt to here.
Es una falda ahí.
It's a skirt to here.
Es una falda ahí.
It's a skirt to here.
Es una falda ahí.
It's a skirt.
Es una falda.
Empezaron a mirar las fotos de las hijas del hermano
Branham. So they started looking at the pictures of the daughters of brother William Branham.
Y el pastor les predicaba.
And the pastor would preach them.
La internet es astuta, hermanos.
Oh, the internet is very smart, brothers.
Y el diablo la usa muy bien.
And the devil uses it very wisely.
Oh, mira las hijas del profeta.
Oh, look at this, the daughters of the prophet.
Pastor.
And they would go to the pastor and
tengo
say,
una pregunta.
And they would ask the pastor, I have a question.
Usted dice que tenemos que vestir largo.
And you say that we need to dress very long and modest.
¿Qué me dice de esto?
What do you tell me about this?
Le hicieron la pregunta al profeta de Dios en frente de toda la gente.
And they asked him this question in front of all, from all the people.
Que no podemos las mujeres cortar el pelo.
So females can't cut their hair.
Y él dice.
And he said.
Ya sé por qué me lo están diciendo.
And then he said, I know why you're asking me this thing.
¿Se acuerdan?
Do you remember this?
Sus hijas tenían el pelo corto.
Brother William Brown and his daughters had short hair.
Le estaban dando al profeta, hermano.
And they were, you know, throwing at the prophets.
En frente de toda la gente.
In front of all the people.
Lo que nos enseñas.
This is what you teach us.
Y mira tu familia.
And look at your family.
¿Qué dices de casamiento y divorcio?
What do you say about marriage and divorce?
Y mira a Billy Paul y Lois.
And look at Billy Paul.
¿Qué nos predicas?
What are you preaching us?
Oh, con que la mujer no puede cortarse el pelo.
Oh, so the woman can't cut her hair.
¿Y qué les dijo él?
And what he said.
Yo sé por qué me lo están preguntando.
And I know why you're asking me these things.
Mis hijas tienen el pelo corto.
My daughters have short hair.
Cuando yo, dice,
when I
llegué a casa,
when I arrived home,
ya lo tenían así.
They already had it like that.
¿Quién era responsable?
Who was responsible there?
¿Quién era responsable?
Who was responsible?
La esposa, ¿no?
The wife.
¿Quién se los cortó?
Who cut their hair?
La esposa.
The wife.
Y solo la gente estaba diciendo eso.
And the people were saying that.
Para que la demás gente descreyera.
So the rest of the people unbelieved this.
El diablo.
The devil.
Siempre.
The devil always.
Quiere acabar con la familia del pastor y los ministros.
The devil always wants to finish with the children of the minister and the pastor.
Porque todos miramos al pastor.
Because everybody plays their eyesight on the pastor.
Y miramos los hijos del pastor.
And then we look at the children of the pastor.
Y si el pastor nos predica algo.
And if the pastor is preaching something to us.
La palabra.
The word.
Y miramos los hechos.
And then we see the acts.
Vamos con los hechos.
Let's go by the acts now.
Es más fácil.
It's very simple.
Les voy a dar un nitro más.
I'm going to give you another boost.
Cada uno de nosotros.
And every single one of us.
Somos responsables de nuestros hijos.
Every single one of us, we're responsible of our children.
Yo les digo esto porque me he topado con gente.
Because I tell you this because I have encountered people.
A sus hijas.
Their daughters.
Las visten como quieran ellas.
They dress how they want to.
A sus hijos de igual manera.
Their sons the same manner.
Cuando están chiquitos.
When they're very small.
Pequeños.
Oh, they're very small.
Dos, tres años.
Oh, 2 or 3 years.
4 años.
4 years.
5 años.
5 years.
6 años.
6 years.
Pero es una mentalidad humana.
But that's a human mentality.
Recuerda que la palabra de Dios.
And remember that the word of God.
Dios nos dio hijos a cada uno de nosotros.
And then God gave children to every single one of us.
¿Y qué es lo que nos dice la palabra?
And what is that the word of God tells us?
Aliméntalo.
Feed them.
Mándalo a la escuela.
Send them to school.
Que te lo eduquen.
So they can educate them.
Y ya.
And that's it.
Así no dice la palabra de Dios.
That's what the Bible says.
Dice que él nos dio hijos.
It says that he gave us children.
¿Para qué?
For what?
Para crearlos.
To raise them.
Amen. En el temor de Dios.
And be fearful of God.
Para alimentarlos.
And to feed them.
Para cuando sea pequeño, dice.
To feed them when they're small.
Lo alimentemos de la palabra de Dios.
To feed them with the word of God.
Y cuando sea grande.
And when they're grown.
No sea parte de ello.
They will not depart from it.
¿Quién es responsable por esos niños?
Who is responsible for those children?
¿Quién?
Who?
Está hablando de niños.
And it's talking about little children.
Menores de 12 años.
Less than 12 years old.
Porque ya después de 12 años.
Because of 12 and over.
Ya se creen adolescentes.
They think they're teens now. They're big.
Ya no les puede sembrar.
You cannot sow.
Y el error que nosotros cometemos.
And the mistake that we make.
Le metemos la moda del mundo.
We place them the modern styles.
A nuestros niños pequeños.
Or little children.
Y los llevamos con esa moda.
And then we carry them with that style of the world.
Los metemos a un equipo.
And then we place them in a soccer team or in a team.
Y los metemos a esa moda.
And then we give them that lifestyle.
Los estamos instruyendo.
And then we instructing them.
En las cosas de quién.
And of the things of what.
De Dios.
Of God.
En las cosas del mundo.
Of the things of the world.
En las cosas del mundo.
Of the things of the world.
Dice cuando sea grande.
And when they grow up.
Oh, lo que enseñó en la iglesia.
Oh, what they taught you at church.
Como padres.
Like fathers.
Se le echamos a la iglesia.
That we place it on the church.
Como decimos, la escuela no los educa bien.
We could say, oh, well, the The school didn't teach them right.
Educate
them.
La escuela.
The school.
Es para enseñarlos.
The school is for teaching them, educate them.
Enseñarles.
To teach them.
No educarlos.
Not to educate them.
Usted en su casa los va a educar.
You in your house, are you going to educate them?
Esto es para los jóvenes.
This is for the youth.
Cuando tengan sus niños.
When they have your small ones.
Ustedes van a educar sus niños.
You're gonna teach your children.
Ustedes tienen.
You have
12 años.
You have 12 years.
Para educarlos.
You have 12 years to educate them.
Para ponerles el evangelio en ellos.
And to place the gospel on them.
Yo he escuchado decir.
And then I have heard.
No sabe.
Oh, he doesn't know.
Hermana, pero vístala bien, es una niña, es una mujer.
But sister, dress her right. She's a little girl, she's a female.
Ella no sabe.
Oh, she doesn't know.
¿Está bien?
Oh, it's fine.
Lo está alimentando.
And you are feeding them.
En las cosas del mundo.
And the things of the world.
Cuando llega a los 12 años.
And when they reach 12 years old.
Y empieza con los amigos.
And they start hanging out with the friends.
No es con los amigos de la iglesia.
Not with the friends of the church.
Papá.
And they say, oh, father.
El equipo de fútbol tiene una fiesta.
The team, the soccer team, they have a party out there.
Hey, ¿puedo ir?
Can I go?
Son mis compañeros de juego.
Oh, they're my team members.
Está bien, hijo.
Oh, it's fine, go.
Empieza a alimentarlos.
And then you start feeding them.
Ya cuando son adolescentes.
And when they grow up.
Ya no están en la iglesia.
Oh, they're not at church anymore.
Ya están jugando en el colegio.
They're out there playing in college now.
Ya no están en la iglesia.
They're not at church anymore.
Cada uno de nosotros los padres.
And every single one of us, the fathers.
Esta palabra.
This word.
Que usted la recibe.
That this word that you receive it.
En usted está.
And it's within you.
Se la pase a sus hijos.
That you can pass it on to your children.
Y sus hijos.
And your children.
La pasen a sus hijos.
And the children, other children can pass it to the children.
Antes de venir al evangelio.
And right before coming to the gospel.
Amaba el fútbol, el soccer yo.
I used to love soccer.
Que yo dije un día que tenga un hijo.
And then I said to myself, one day when I have a son.
Lo voy a entrenar.
I'm going to train him.
Y va a ser jugador profesional.
He's going to be a professional soccer player.
Y déjeme decirle.
And let me tell you something.
Gracias a Dios.
And thanks to God.
Que Dios me dio la revelación.
That God gave me the revelation.
Cómo educar a mi hijo.
How to educate my son.
Y a mi hija.
And my daughter.
Antes de que él me los diera.
And right before he gave them to me.
Si no, ahorita los tuviera.
If not.
En un equipo
a cada
uno.
I would have them already placed in every single team, every single one of them.
Tengo una que puede jugar basketball.
And I have one that can play basketball.
Está alta.
She's very tall.
Tengo uno que puede ser jugador de soccer.
And I have another one that he could be a player, a good soccer player.
Tiene mucha habilidad.
He has a lot of ability.
Tengo dos.
I have two.
Que pueden jugar fútbol americano.
I have two that can play the football.
Están toros.
They're husky.
Dios me dio una salvación.
And God gave me a salvation.
Dios me dio unos hijos.
And God gave me children.
Para educarlos.
To educate them.
Y enseñarles en el evangelio.
And to teach them the gospel.
Yo quiero estar contento.
I want to be happy.
Que mi hija toque el piano.
That my daughter plays the piano.
Que mis hijos sean predicadores.
That my children become preachers.
No decir, oh, mi hijo juega en el equipo. En el colegio.
Or not to say, oh, my son plays in the college in the team or something.
¿Cuál es su deseo?
What is your desire?
Dios nos dio un trabajo.
God gave us a work, a job.
¿Qué trabajo estamos haciendo como padres?
What type of job are we doing as fathers?
a los ministros.
And the ministers.
Dios nos dio un trabajo.
The ministers gave us, God gave us a job.
¿Qué hacemos con ese trabajo?
What is that we do with that job?
Predicar el evangelio.
And to preach the gospel.
A toda criatura.
And to all the creatures.
Para que se arrepientan.
So they can repent.
Nazcan de nuevo.
And they can be born again.
Y sean una nueva criatura.
And they become a new creature.
En el Señor Jesucristo.
And the name in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Póngase de pie, hermanos.
May you stand up, my brothers.
Creo que le van a decir que ya no me invite.
They're going to tell you not to invite me anymore.
A mí me gusta.
And I like.
Seguir la guianza del Espíritu Santo.
And I like to follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
En la mañana no quería cortar el servicio, hermanos.
In the morning, I didn't want to cut the service.
Estos son los apuntes.
That is my notes.
Solo toqué dos.
I only touched two of them.
Pero a Dios sea la honra y la gloria.
But to God let it be the glory and the honor.
Que Él se acordó de cada uno de nosotros.
That He remembered every single one of us.
Por su gracia y misericordia.
And by His grace.
Él mandó un mensaje.
He sent a message.
Para usted y para mí.
He sent a message for you and me.
Para que ese mensaje.
For that message.
Usted se lo pase a sus hijos.
For that message you can pass it on to your children.
Y sus hijos a sus hijos.
And your children to their children.
Si usted le dice a su hijo.
And if you tell your children.
Ve al colegio.
Go to college.
Sé un hombre de beneficio.
Go be a man of good benefits.
Agarra un buen trabajo.
And then you grab the good job.
Y después por agarrar un buen trabajo.
And then later on by grabbing a good job.
No va al culto.
He don't go to service.
Tratemos de poner la palabra a nuestros hijos.
And let's try to put the word to our children.
Es el futuro de esta iglesia.
That is the future of this church.
¿Qué está haciendo usted como padre?
What is that you're doing as a father?
Con ese futuro.
With that future.
¿A dónde está mandando los predicadores?
Where are you sending the preachers?
¿A que jueguen en el colegio?
So they can go play in college.
¿A dónde está mandando los músicos?
Where are you sending the musicians?
The cheater girls?
To the cheerleaders?
¿A dónde los está mandando?
Where are you sending them?
¿Qué es lo que les está metiendo usted?
What is that you placing them?
El diablo es muy astuto.
And the devil is very smart.
El profeta de Dios.
And the prophet of God.
Le dice, sneaky.
He's very sneaky.